Negative. I just thought about you, and I was on the wrong frequency. I was calling you on 442.225. I says, oh my goodness, he doesn't hang out on here. I should have known better. So I came here and threw your call out. I figured, well, it's worth a try. When I saw that Motorola driver was still intact, and I think there's this other thing pertaining to the radio. It's called Moto Turbo 2.0. I don't know, there's a couple other numbers, and then mobile 5550, and everything worked. Still worked. So the only thing is I told you I lost the Bluetooth, but I don't care. I don't use it that much. And so I've got to drag the cable out, but it works. Connects to the computer, and oh, yeah, I want to say it's a little bit more user-friendly, the face of that program when you open up customer service program. It's cleaner looking. Not a lot of gobbledygook on it, you know, these other, a lot of this commercial look, I think it was, they cleaned it up. I don't know if the rest of the radios are like that, or software, computer, or customer service. Customer programming stuff is different or the same for a lot of the other radios, but I think they did a nice job of cleaning it up.